This podcast is very not safe for work.
They use their complete control over fucking Western media to brainwash us all into thinking that we have... You know what? My stuffy nose really helps with this voice.
Yeah, you're really driving home that whiny, entitled voice that you got going on right now.
Yeah.
Mom, just give me your credit card. I don't want to hear anything.
Heelys away into the food court.
Your credit card's my credit card, Mom. Just give it to me.
That's how communism works, right, Mom? God damn it, give me your credit card, Mom. Mom,
I want to buy RuneScape membership.
Mom,
I need more loot box keys for Rocket League. Otherwise, Terry's going to have a better card than I do.
Mom!
All y'all get sent to your room.
Last time on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Glad you can make it down here, Detective. We could really use your assistance on this one.
Jeez, is that the body? Holy Christmas, what happened to him?
You're supposed to tell us. You're the detective. That's the third one this month. We gotta find this creep before they strike again.
Based on the compound fractures, the shattered cartilage around the wrist, the severe head trauma, it looks like they were forced to read bad fanfiction until their bodies revolted and destroyed them from the inside out.
Sir, we also found this near the body. Why would there be a cassette recorder here?
The sick bastard.
The suspect must have been recording it for their own enjoyment. And it seems they wanted us to hear something, too.
Well, let's give it a listen.
Should we really do that? I've seen horror movies that started this way.
I've also seen hentai that started this way.
Hello, Mr. Police Cops Lawman. If you have hopes to find me and stop me, you will have to play my game. Each week I will send you the worst fanfiction I can find. You must read it and survive, or the bodies will keep coming.
Please help me! He's already made me read more stories! I don't think I can handle anymore!
Damn, how did he know my name was Police Cops Lawman?
Sir, why did the power just go out?
Oh god, I just got hit with some paper. It couldn't be. It can't be.
Your mind and body can't possibly be ready for the thrilling conclusion of Friday Night Fanfiction. Brought to you by Night Horse Media. Director, Grand Manat. Executive Producer, Corporate Steve.
That might be me pumping your volume to 200%.
You could be doing that, or maybe you're a nerd.
I am a nerd, thank you.
Thank you for being a nerd.
Ooh, 2020 is going to be in Tokyo.
Bah, 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 bah.
That's a terrible chicken impression.
It's nice because every once in a while, my case lights sync up with the RGB floor light that I have in my case. It looks really nice.
And there we go. Now we're live. No fanfare.
Hey, where's the intro?
Yeah, where's our fanfare?
We'll have it tomorrow. How is the first day of pot in Canada, Sean?
I don't know because I haven't had a chance to go get anything.
All of Sean's pot is hidden in Parliament.
Would you want to go do that now instead of doing the show?
Very tempting.
I didn't think it would be, you know, pot controversies that would bring down this show. I always thought the big controversy that would take down this show would be when Steve is indicted on child abuse charges for naming his child a dump truck.
You're the one that keeps insisting.
No, I'm into it, man. Poor Steve, he's going to be brought in by the whole child services calling his kid dump truck. Did you understand what you did to this poor child? Is like dump truck's like, my name dump truck.
Is that just what any child named dump truck would sound like?
Yes, that is what any child named dump truck would sound like.
No, I'm still not naming my child dump truck Trag, but maybe we'll do a lottery to see what stupid name does get picked.
No.
Yes.
Bodie McBoakface.
Bodie McBoakface.
No, that'd be Bortsy McBortsface.
Oh, God.
Beardy McBeardface.
Yo, Bortsy! You got a Bortsy face, you know that?
No, it depends if the baby looks more like you or more like me.
Or more like a boat.
Yeah.
So then if it looks more like me, it's Beardy McBeardface. If it's more like you, it's Beardy McSquareboobs.
Yes.
What if it looks more like a boat?
Then that would be Bodie McBeardface.
Or perhaps more like a dump truck.
Dump truck McDump Trump face really rolls off the tongue.
So good.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O, and I have bad sniffles and apologize in advance.
Oh, no.
Oh, I actually really love that name. Dumpe Trucio Bortz.
Oh, no. Let's roll back the intro and start again. Hi, my name is Steve-O.
No, that shit was funny. What are you talking about?
Hi, my name is Steve-O, and I am a bad fiction. Bad fiction. Yes, I am bad fiction myself.
Yes.
You're a bad fiction. You're not real, but whatever.
It's okay.
Thank God he's not real. That would be a nightmare.
It explains a lot about why computers continue to hate me.
They can't deal with ghosts.
I'm fictional, not dead. There's a difference.
You can be a fictional dead thing.
Oh, right. Tidus from Final Fantasy X.
Right. Ha ha ha. Joke's on you, Steve.
I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Sean, and Val's not dead anymore, speaking of.
Val's not dead, not dead, dead.
So how was your pneumonia, Val?
It's pronounced pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Yes.
That was funnier than I expected it to be.
Was it bad?
Yes, it was bad. I'm still suffering from it, but I'm not, like, coughing my lungs out every 2 minutes anymore.
Yay.
No, it's every 3.5, 4 minutes.
Huh.
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
When I was a very young, like, 5-year-old.
So when you were 5 years old in one day.
Probably. I don't know. My grandma said something about coughing a lung up, and I, being like the me that I was, I envisioned you literally coughing your lungs out of your throat. That shit scared me, all right?
Yeah, I used to have nightmares like that. Thanks, Ren and Stimpy.
You're sitting there, and your organs just vomit out your mouth. You're like, no, put it back.
Yeah.
I can't recall if this was from the salvaged botched first episode of Naked Opinions or not, but how I confronted my fear of death, like how the reality of I was going to die.
Well, Steve, I think you're overreacting. It wasn't really that serious when you had to get the catheter.
You just, no. The real story was he saw a giant rhino made of clouds and he's just like, I'm not afraid of you.
It's a Don Quixote deal.
A donkey show?
How I first confronted it was there was a Volvo commercial that had a skeleton showing all of the comfort points that the new model had. And I'm like, no, that skeleton. I don't want to die.
Fucking really?
I literally ran upstairs, put the bath on and cried.
Aww.
That's pretty intense, buddy.
No wonder your mom tries to find out whether or not you can reprogram the viewer. She wants to make sure you haven't been assimilated by a skeleton at some point.
Anyways, our guests tonight are Sarah for the win. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Steve.
What?
I'm not trying to traumatize you, but I do need you to watch this.
Oh, no. I'm not watching anything right now.
Please
oh,
watch
yes.
it.
Yes, I've seen it. I love cursed ads.
Can I please watch it after the show?
No, you gotta watch it right now. I want to hear your reaction.
No, I don't want to. I'm introducing one of the guests.
Yeah, they'll wait.
There are guests. You got a new job in between the last time we talked.
Yes.
How is it going?
It's going pretty all right. Busy as all goodness. First 2 weeks were more than 50 hours a week.
Oh.
Yeah, that was rough.
Sounds like my work week.
Now, did you get overtime for that?
Yeah, depending on how many hours I worked that day. If I work more than 10 hours, I get OT.
Oh, okay.
Do you not get an OT for anything over 40?
I don't think I get that now. But it's good money. It's a lot better than what I was getting before. Not to mention, if I travel, and even if I don't travel, I get meals per diem. I get paid travel time if it's more than an hour out. It's really cool.
Oh, shit. I'm down with getting per diem.
You also probably don't have to look at as many horrible things.
Yeah. And because I travel so much, I'm going to be able to afford my own apartment.
I was really glad you didn't say you're going to be able to afford my immortal.
No one can afford my immortal or my skeleton.
We don't need someone to license that and then make more fan fiction based on my immortal.
Wait.
Going to do it now.
You're going to be able to afford your own personal skeleton.
David, this is $1 million idea.
It's not, Logan. It's $1 billion idea.
We're making a movie.
We're making my immortal movie.
It's already been done.
It has. By whom? Who dares steppeth upon our legs?
The YouTube did it.
Yeah.
Fucking the YouTube. Who the hell is the YouTube?
No. They probably did it bad. We're going to do it good.
Yeah.
We're going to do it great. We're going to be incredible. People are going to be like, wow, this movie's a work of art. Genius. It's about love, betrayal, loss, sympathy.
And mastication.
They'll be like, buzzwords.
Buzzwords.
Question is, can we actually get the soundtrack from My Chemical Romance and Green Day for it?
Yeah, we can. We just gotta license it. Put up a Kickstarter. Like, literally, the only goal we have to meet is the licensing fees for the My Chemical Romance and Back to the Future.
Steve, you know band people, right?
Yeah, call one of your band people. Tell them we mean business.
All right, hold on a second.
Call the law offices of James Scott Farron today. On the Hurt Line, right now.
Okay, Google, call Steve O'Bortz.
Wait, what?
Steve.
I got a busy signal. That's the only band person I know.
Dude, you're in a band. It's called Overclocked University.
Anniversary?
Yeah, Overclocked Anniversary.
I literally have the phone numbers of the three other people in your band. Wait, hang on.
Wait, hold on. Hang on.
Are we reading something tonight?
Yes, we're supposed to be reading something.
Naked Opinions.
Yeah, this is a Naked Opinions episode, right?
We're going to be reading more of Harry Potter Becomes a Communist. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the same picture from the Monsters Made Me Gay cover, I think.
Yes, no, they use all the same freaking pictures. Like, haven't you realized
where's
it by now?
Where's Monsters Made Me Gay?
Can I post a picture for you guys?
No.
All right, we're going to be reading more Harry Potter Become a Communist, whatever it
becomes.
Is.
He became the communist.
By whatever commie jerk was doing it. Hardcore commie. That's who did it.
Oh, like the guy from Dragon Ball?
Was that a dude from Dragon Ball? Really?
Yeah, commie.
God.
God damn it.
Mr. Popo, can you please let them on the lookout? And then later his voice was, Mr. Popo, please let them on the lookout.
Well, that was after he got absorbed by Piccolo.
No, this is before. They changed Kami's original voice, which is like really raspy. And then later in the series, he got the more dignified, Mr. Popo. And then Mr. Popo's like, I'm not going to tell you anything. Fuck off right now.
They kind of Homer Simpson did.
He's like, Kami, don't. You'll destroy us all.
Due to the fact that Sarah is currently outside of a diner on tethered Wi-Fi, waiting for food on a laptop battery.
No, I got my food. We're good on that front.
Okay, Sarah's going to be reading first. So you're going to be reading at page 12.
All right.
No, Kami. Before we start, Logan, what was that thing you were telling me about?
It's the thing I did at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, okay, cool. Did I sufficiently play into it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, never mind. We're good. Dump truck ports.
Oh, shut up. You'll ban all of you.
No.
No, you won't. We run this show, sort of. Don't ban me. Look, man, I need this gig, all right? Nobody will take me seriously if I don't have a running gig behind me, all right? Come on. Be reasonable, Steve.
As I walked into the Gryffindor common room that night, I saw that my actions in the Great Hall had worked.
No, sorry. Great walk down at the mall food court.
Yes.
Oh, man, I could go for some Chinese food from the mall right about now.
Yes.
If you had to get Chinese food right now, what would you get?
I'd get some sesame chicken, man.
Sean?
Don't know.
That's not a real food, Sean.
Logan?
One order of orange chicken, and then I think right now, Mushu pork.
Crab Rangoon.
Sarah?
There's this one that I really like at Panda Express. It's a shrimp and walnuts, whatever that one is.
Oh, yeah.
Honey shrimp, whatever it is. That one's really good.
Panda Express is finger-ling-ling good.
Val, what about you?
I usually go for the typical either lo mein when they don't offer mei fun, which I prefer over lo mein, or I would go for Mongolian chicken or lamb or something like that.
So what I would do is I would order a large chicken fried rice and a large shrimp lo mein and combine them.
When you get multiple dishes at Chinese food, do you not mix them together?
I usually eat them separately.
No, I take it a step beyond and load up the bullet blender and just put all of the Chinese food in there.
You make a Chinese food slurry?
You don't even own a bullet blender.
You've never had a baby bullet.
We have a regular food processor.
Did you name that baby bullet Dump Truck Boards?
I wanted to say that y'all reminded me that there was quality Chinese food out there. So yes, Mongolian beef on me.
Mongolian beef on me.
Yes.
That's a kinky date.
That sounds painful too.
Depending on temperature and spice consistency, cracks could be very uncomfortable for weeks.
No. I'm out. Not on me. Everyone was looking at me.
And imagining the Mongolian beef all over you.
Yeah.
You realize we're going to have to do a Mongolian beef photo for our burlesque calendar now.
Sure.
Yes, please do. I'm glad I inspired this.
I have a kiddie pool. We can make this work.
Men and women of Night Horse Media, covered in Mongolian chicken.
Every person is a different food, though. One of us is mac and cheese.
Poutine.
Just hang a bunch of donuts off an erect penis.
Oh, bacon at your man.
For David, what we're going to do is we're going to open up all the crab wontons and just pour it all over him.
I'm okay with that. It's fucking delicious. I don't care.
Everyone was looking at me, including some very attractive girls. But I only cared that I lit the spark of revolution in the people. I could tell many of them were still confused about what I had done and were looking to see what I would do next. Proletarian, right?
Yeah.
Deep in false consciousness.
No.
Well, drink your time.
My actions must have been completely incomprehensible.
That's not incomprehensible.
Incompressible.
Much like an MP4 video, that's quite incompressible.
Incompressible and unpredictable. It was joy beyond anything to see them starting to wake up and know that I had done it. I felt like a father seeing his infant child.
Dump truck Tregborts.
Yes, dump truck Tregborts Potter Gryffindor.
Potterdor.
I just had a nasty beer burp and then backdrafted it into my own lungs.
Yum.
Why would you do that?
I didn't do it on purpose.
For real now.
Haven't you seen the movie Backdraft? It's about a sentient fire
that goes inside your mouth.
That's hot.
David's fading away.
He's dying.
No.
That's ignorant.
Seeing his infant child take his or her first steps, I walked to the center of the room. Comrades, I bellowed. I have gone to detention for you. I have suffered on your behalf and will continue to for the rest of this month. Now, you must see that it is I, not Dumbledore, who truly stands for the interests of you, the people.
Now, please, make one single line. I will hand out a single libertarian packet to each of you.
There you are. One gun firearms dealy dude. One, you don't get any personal property because that's not how this works.
Here's your single serving of borscht for the day.
Oh.
Here is your breadline pass. Keep a note that is a post-dated ticket. You cannot cash it until the year 10,000.
Don't listen to him, said Hermione, who is doing her bourgeois homework.
Or is it bourgeois?
Bourgeois. Communism is a bad idea, which always fails. It may look like Harry's heroically suffering for you, but actually, he's just doing crazy things for no particular reason. I know this is true because there's nothing inherent in the system which would make people want to rebel. What is this communism thing you're always talking about? Asked Ginny in a cutely innocent voice. It's all very confusing to me.
I've seen Daddy's penis.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, dearest Daddy.
Oh.
That was horrid. She was very appealing in that girl next door way. But I had more important things to think about than the adorable freckles and the medium large.
She was a sea cup.
Nah, yo, she's a basket of fries.
Oh, jeez.
Damn it, more food.
Maybe because I'm eating, but, you know.
So I did look up Monsters Made Me Gay, and look at that Google image search.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This image made me gay.
This is all wonderful.
There's so many books.
It's also like always the same guy.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you like watching movies about gladiators?
There's an attraction thing to that. I thought it was just fun. And then again, I'm attracted to males.
That's fine. Everybody is.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't?
True.
Yeah.
Medium large boobs on Ron's little sister.
And a Diet Coke.
Wait, what are medium large boobs?
A C cup.
No. One's a B cup and one's a C cup.
It's like a 66% on the Skyrim slider.
It was then that I realized I had not even explained what communism was to the majority of the students. No wonder they hadn't risen up in socialist revolution. Communism is, in short, the abolition.
No, it's abolition, sorry.
Abolition. Okay.
Yes.
How dare you, Steve-o?
Of private property, I explained wisely. Instead of everything being owned by the fucking 1%, the entire community owns everything together.
Much like super PACs.
You mean it's owned by the state, lied Hermione smugly, no doubt terrified of losing her petit bourgeois, status.
Petit.
Petit.
Pita.
Petit bourgeois.
Wait, did you just say Borgie boys? I don't know why in my brain it translates to Georgie boy.
Georgie.
No. Borgie wise. The state is the people, you fascist liar. I yelled in her nag face. It's much better than our current capitalist system where the state is only 1% of the people.
What do you do if your child's born with a nag face?
Offer them up to the 1%, obviously.
Oh,
no. It's like that opening for 300, only with a lot more bureaucracy.
So if everyone owns everything in common, said Ron, does that mean I can just take other people's things since their things would also belong to me? It doesn't work that way, Ron, I explained in a socialist voice.
Uh-huh.
It just makes me think of hive mind at that point. Just a hive mind of socialist voice.
Don't touch our thing.
There's a difference between private property and personal property. Under communism, the community gives everyone what they need, but not anything more. Everything is fair that way.
That way, you only get one condom every 3 months. Everything is fair.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Oh, I have a stockpile.
For some people, that means less breeding. For me, much, much more.
As Marx himself said, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Wow, that it sounds like a great system! exclaimed Parvati.
It doesn't! It sounds awful! No offense to Logan, but leave my shit alone!
Wait, what?
That's my shit! You didn't earn that shit, that's mine!
No, I'm taking it all.
God damn it, stop taking my shit!
It's like when I played Monopoly with my neighbor Ben, he just took everything. In the end, he took the game back home with him, too.
Oh, no.
Of course he did, because he's like, oh, this is my game. And you're like, no, fuck you.
I did try to stick a hotel up my nose at some point.
Whoa.
What? What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm not surprised.
Legend says it's still there.
Why isn't that country run that way? The average teenage boy would be overwhelmed by a girl as exotically glamorous. Oh my
God, what? Shut up.
Slightly racist overtones.
As Parvati, even paying attention to him. But I hardly noticed her shapely feminine body as I was concerned with a greater cause than delicious sex with her.
Delicious.
Heavy sexual overtone. Just look at her. Delicious.
I'm not thinking about it at all, but she's so exotic. And if I totally wasn't for the victory over the bourgeoisie, I would absolutely be thinking about her luscious thighs.
If only we had that bourgeoisie conquered, then I could conquer those creamy thighs. Her remarkable hamstrings.
I'm done.
Yay!
Next up is me. Because the fucking capitalists don't want it run that way! I replied with a hollow laugh. They love their bourgeois money more than anything in the world, so why shouldn't they love a system where they get to exploit 99% of the people for even more money?
Money.
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 They use their complete control over fucking Western media to brainwash us all into thinking Do we have, you know what? My stuffy nose really helps with this voice.
Yeah, you're really driving home that whiny, entitled voice that you got going on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom, just give me your credit card. I don't want to hear anything.
Healy's away into the food court.
Your credit card's my credit card, Mom. Just give it to me.
That's how communism works, right, Mom? God damn it, give me your credit card, Mom! Mom!
Mom, I want to buy RuneScape membership!
Mom!
Mom, I need more loot box keys for Rocket League, otherwise Terry's gonna have a better card than I do!
Mom!
All y'all get sent to your room.
Yeah.
All y'all go to the boo box.
It never worked with me. When my mom sent me to my room, it never worked. Like, I would cry for 15 minutes, then I would find something to entertain myself for, like, 3 hours, and she would have to come in and see if I was still alive.
I was like, wow, you sent me to my room. Cool, I'll just go play with Bionicles.
To brainwash us all into thinking that we have high standards of living and communists are evil madmen who hate freedom, in quotes. Of course they mean freedom, in quotes, for the bourgeoisie to exploit the proletariat. The only way to put a stop to it is for the working class to recognize the instruments of its exploitation and rise up in socialist revolution! Chapter 14.
Go to your room.
Stupid anarchists. Author's note. Thank you for your kind and honest words, comrades. God damn it. Mullery under the stairs. Vipera 411 are Tare.
What?
What?
Those are words.
Yeah, they were thanking apparently two people who had commented.
Wild Fantasy Online.
Did you ever play Final Fantasy XI?
Yes, I fucking played the shit out of that.
How many hours do you think you spent killing rabbits?
Quite a bit.
What about ladybugs?
Not as much, but also a bit.
Boo! Yelled Romilda Vane, who was really ugly and fat.
Wow, fuck you.
Dude, fat shaming. Not cool.
Yeah, no.
We're all ugly on the inside.
I mean, you could say they were ugly on the inside and I would be okay with it, but do not make fun of how people look. Mm-hmm. Except for Rush Limbaugh.
You're like, he's supposed to have died like 50 years ago. He's not a human.
So was Dick Cheney.
You see, America, what the problem is I've eaten all of the Viagra and now I just am a boner.
She was also wearing an ugly t-shirt with the anarchist A on it.
A.
Of course, I didn't pay any attention to her awful appearance or let it influence my opinion of her views in any way.
Down with the red bureaucracy,
Romilda whined in a snotty voice.
Anarchism is the only true freedom and the only true hope for the masses to escape the shackles. Let's get rid of the state right now and just assume that capitalism will magically disappear by itself.
Hey, babe, can I talk about your weird brother on the show?
Oh, boy.
Now I'm curious.
So, Judy's weird brother...
Dump Truck.
His name will be Dump Truck for this particular.
You know what? All these Dump Truck jokes will literally make sense in 2023.
Well, no, he's a professed anarchist, also a moron. So, you know how I have a habit of fucking with people because it's fun?
Yes.
So, I engage with him. I'm like, you know, anarchy is not a really good basis for anything because human beings are fallible and they have problems. He's like, oh, well, that's why you have to enter into a trust. I'm like, well, there's a lot of good points to that, but at the same time, I can't trust people because I can trust them about as far as I can throw them and I have girly noodly arms. And he's like, oh, well, you should read this one book. I'm like, oh, I've read that book. I have not read that book. He's like, wait, really? I'm like, yeah, I read it. It brings up a few really good points, but if you look at them logically, they tend to break apart. And he's like, oh. He didn't talk to me for the remainder of his trip down here. He was such a good guest. I mean, his car broke down probably because anarchists can't pay for car repairs. So he was an extra 3 days. And I was just like, fucking leave. I don't want you here. You're causing undue stress to my lovely wife. Leave. Fucking go back to your weird anarchy cult. That's what it is. It's a fucking cult. Anyway, Dump Truck finally did go back after having to pay $700 for repairs for his stupid car. Which... according to him, he makes more money than me and Judy anyway. So, whatever. His fucking junky-ass 2001 Camry that he has, that I swear was smoking at one point, but whatever.
That car is gonna get lung cancer.
He looks and sounds like he's on meth, and acts like he's on meth, or in withdrawal from meth. So, fuck that guy. Anarchy is stupid. Continue on with the story, please.
I don't know how to recover from that.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to get that off of my chest for a while.
All right, hold on. No, no. The next line of the story, perfect for you, Dave. You stupid anarchist! I laughed uproariously.
Yeah, he is a stupid anarchist. The fucking prick.
Communism is the only path to a stateless society, and you don't really understand when the Vanguard Party
Communism
is
a type of state, you idiot!
It's literally everything run by the state.
Yes, it's it's a fucking state! That's what the state of Russia was for a while. Like, hey, USSR, we got communism here. What's the communism? We got it for you.
What the Vanguard Party is, if you think it's some kind of bureaucracy.
No!
No, it is a bureaucracy,
insisted Romilda outrageously.
And the bureaucrats pervert the revolutionary spirit for their own ends, their own power. Remember the sailors of Kronstadt!
Remember the Titans.
Starring Denzel Washington.
All right, I'm going to get off on one more tangent here, but...
Are you really?
Yes, this is a really quick one, though. Denzel Washington was on Saturday Night Live once, and he did, like, a speech from Remember the Titans. The whole joke was Denzel Washington wants an Oscar, so he's just like, so, remember the Titans. And then it was, like, the next movie, it was The Hurricane, and he's like, and that's why you're out there really fighting the good fight, so they look at you and they remember who you are. They remember the Hurricane. And that was it. That's the joke. I did it for like 5 minutes. It was funny.
Can I read now?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So then David called up his weird brother-in-law.
No, fuck you guys. This guy I don't even view as a brother-in-law because he's a fucking idiot. The one who's actually an idiot is better by far. And you know, he's enjoyable. And his wife is like, don't fucking talk to people like that, you idiot. I'm like, yeah, tell him what to do.
Fucking stupid anarchists, I swore out loud.
She has a real brother who's like smart and works at goddamn NASA or some shit, making aeronauticals or fucking
aeronauticals.
So Logan, I would say that it's a good call that we started the long fic now. If we do only one and a half readings per episode, it's gonna take us till the end of the year.
And that brother was nice.
You're right, I do have good ideas.
And I felt like he was a good guy, and him and Judy got the only good genes of those four people.
Are they Levi's or JNCO?
God damn it, Steve, you know they're JNCO. They're the most comfortable jeans you can wear. Name a more comfortable jean. You can't, they don't exist.
You gotta get in those pants.
I don't know why we're not doing this as a panel right now, because this is the funniest we've ever been live.
Magfest is missing out.
The OCAD panel where we raised the flag in our robes has nothing on this shit.
Right? God, we used to be funny, and we're funny again.
Yay!
So go to our Patreon, patreon.com/FridayNightFanFiction.
Don't do it if you're an anarchist or a communist. That's kind of a good question. Are there any anarchy or communist-based Patreon campaigns?
Oh, gosh.
There's gotta be. Just fucking Google or fucking Patreon some communism. Like, Logan, find me one.
Communism Patreon. Oh, here we go. Bad Mouse is creating leftist propaganda.
Leftist propaganda?
He makes more money than we do!
God damn it! How much does he make?
He makes $192 per video.
$192 per video? Shit!
Wait a minute. We don't even make videos and we make more than he does.
No, he makes $192 per video.
Yeah, but we don't have to make videos.
Yeah. But we only charge a month. He could put like 10 videos in a month and then drive that left-wing propaganda home. But then suddenly, everybody is North Korea. North Carolina? North Koreania.
All right, I'm going to add a special Patreon tier where they can pay for a 20-minute lap dance session from any FNF host of their choice.
No, I'm not agreeing. I don't agree to that.
Wait, how much? How much? How much?
$120 just to beat his $119.
You have to pay that and then you get a 20-minute lap dance per month?
No, per lap dance.
So what you're saying is I could pay for lap dance from y'all.
I'm not doing that. I don't agree to that.
I'll agree to this. I'll put my name in the pool for people you can get lap dances from.
Objectively, Logan is the best looking of us.
This is the logical extension of our Who Is Your After Dark Man campaign, Dave.
Yes, but back then I was good looking and I don't look as good anymore.
You look fantastic.
Dave, you just gotta start coming to the gym with me and get fucking ripped.
I can't go to the gym. It's expensive. I don't got money.
It's not expensive. Just go to a Planet Fitness.
David!
It actually is prohibitively expensive when you have a wife.
Excuse me?
No, okay, look, supporting two people financially is expensive. What? Don't hit me.
I'm not hitting you.
Stop hitting me.
I'm simply...
You're hitting me over and over in the same spot, hoping to wear me down. You can't repress me.
Is it working?
Ow. She's poking me in the bruise.
Let me tell you more about the communist utopia, and maybe we can get you back in the gym. Fucking stupid anarchists, I swore out loud. Always falling for imperialist propaganda and embracing counter-revolutionaries as heroes of the people. For your information, the Vanguard Party is necessary to spread class consciousness so that the proletariat will know to not want to be oppressed. Then, once capitalism is destroyed, the state will start to fade away.
How is capitalism going to be destroyed? Please tell me at length.
But capitalism must be gotten rid of before the state or the fucking capitalists will just take over. I wouldn't be surprised if anarchism was made up by the fucking bourgeoisie to subvert the true revolution.
No, that's wrong.
No, that's it, Steve. That's what it is. He's right. Your false consciousness has led you to believe a lie.
Romilda yelled stupidly for no reason.
Everyone who wants to be an anarchist, join me!
My mouth fell open as several students, most of them ugly, which I didn't care about, walked across the room to join that fucking stupid anarchist, Romilda Vane.
We shall call ourselves... The heirs of Bakunin!
The what?
What?
The what?
She screeched loudly in her stupid, whiny voice.
The ears of Bakugo? The fucking My Hero Academia character?
Yes. Their ears are made out of Bakugo battle brawlers.
Yay.
It's Bakugan?
Whatever.
No, it's not whatever. There's a huge difference. One is a character that's kind of interesting, and the other is a fucking Pokemon ripoff.
Hold on a second. What I read at the beginning of the page, chapter 14, Stupid Anarchists. Chapter 15, Anarchists Are Stupid.
Well, I mean, if you really want to drive your point home.
Yeah. Redundant, much redundant.
Yeah.
Author's note. Tank oo for the excellent Revals Vipera 411, Oh I Am Slain, and the Killer Egg Lord are all comrades.
Your comrades in Jesus' eyes.
The Killer Egg Lord.
That's me when I make my omelet.
It makes sense.
Perfect.
Next up is Logan.
That reminds me of that like PSA that was like, this is your brain on drugs, and she smashed the egg with the pan.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's like, this is your family, and this is your what your life and your fucking thing.
Yeah, they beat up the whole kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm like, really? That would be an upgrade for me if that was the case.
Oh, shut up, Dave.
I had a bad family life. Come on. If they got smashed, that'd be great.
Yo, I feel you.
You didn't get smashed by a frying pan.
I have, actually.
David, we're your family now.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yes.
Because you say that, but I find you attractive, so I'm torn.
Yeah, but since when has that stopped people on the internet?
Yeah, well, not into it. It kind of ruins it. Like, anytime you've got, like, anime porn and she's got, like, honking giant tits, like, I'm talking mega Galoombas or whatnot.
Listen, I just want to mix jeans with you, my own jeans.
Yeah, but you can't put two Jinko jeans together. They'd be too big.
They're like parachute pants at that point.
Now just put one pair of jeans into the other.
We're getting so little done. I love it. Go ahead, Logan.
The next morning.
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 We all went to the Great Hall for breakfast.
Wait. Can you give me a Welsh accent?
I don't know what that sounds like, buddy.
Give me the most Cockney British accent you can manage.
Oh, this is gonna suck. The next morning.
Yeah, all right, never mind. Nope, I take it back. It sucks too much.
Breakfast while in the Great Hall. I felt sick knowing that I was eating food produced by slavery.
I bet.
But at least the house elves weren't fucking wage slaves.
like so many of the proletariat workers.
I don't know that slavery is an upgrade from wage slavery.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree there. That's like, wow. And I'm surprised he's actually saying something versus in the canon, Hermione is the only one who really cares.
Who gives a fuck about canon?
Yeah, like, what do you even use a canon for? To kill the proletariat? If that's the case, I'm in board.
You're in board.
I am in board.
You're inbred.
I didn't say that, Logan. I don't have big JNCO jeans.
So, wait, when are we eating the rich now?
As soon as they're done putting on their jeans.
Like so many of the proletariat workers in the third world countries exploited by fucking imperialist capitalist! Oh, wait, that's not capitalism. Capital Sim! Capital Sim.
Freaking communism's getting me so hot that I just took my pants off.
Wow.
You know what have really good airing into them? JNCO jeans.
I don't like either communism or anarchism.
Or Steve-O pantsless,
said Hermione.
Hi, I'm David Hubbard, here at the Kickstarter for the new JNCO jeans.
Why are we saying that Steve-O pantsless is a bad thing?
No, it's nice. It's airy now. It's comfortable.
Like a nice pair of JNCO jeans, which, according to my Kickstarter, has already raised 5 cents.
This is the new pair of JNCO jeans with assistive technology that blows a 50-mile-an-hour wind current directly into your crotch.
Oh my god, that sounds incredible.
Never have bugs on your crotch again.
Dude, you know how good that would be here in Florida? Just being like, all right, yeah, I got a tropical storm in my pants, whatever.
Said Hermione in a petit Borgios voice.
But I've decided that anarchism is the better of two because it acknowledges how bad communism can be.
I was so mad that I couldn't say anything.
I would have cried to myself, but communists can't cry.
Then Romilda Vane... Fucking! Supporters burst into the Great Hall, all wearing t-shirts with the anarchist A, and singing...
Come on.
No, this is your bed. You have to lie in it.
Lenin sucks. Stalin drools. We want no one to make the rules.
Wow. Incredible.
I clenched my teeth
and butt cheeks
in righteous anger
as Dumbledore started to clap imperialistically.
Those anarchists are so delightful. Harry, did you see them? Did you see them, Harry? Harry, did you see them?
Did you see them, Harry?
Bravo, he declared in a Borgios voice.
Ugh.
It's so nice to see someone sticking it to those stupid commies. What do you guys call yourselves?
Oh no, you said what do you guys call yourselves? I looked in the shame bucket chat. Cowboys for Christmas.
Don't forget, Moose Ranch.
Moose Ranch.
Welcome to Moose Ranch. I'm Albus Dumbledore. You ain't none of them anarchists, are you?
We're the heirs of Bakunin.
Again, what is that?
Romilda said stupidly in a whiny, stupid voice.
We support anarchism. We think communism is worthless because Ronald Reagan said the Soviet Union was the evil empire, and we believe them, even though we know he was a lying imperialist.
That was a long sentence.
We say we're against capitalism, but we think it's more important to get rid of all government.
Wow, that's almost the same thing as my libertarian views on limited government.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
It's almost like they're kind of the same thing, huh?
50 points to Miss Vane for defending freedom. And unlike with communists, I've decided that anarchists will be allowed to express their views in the classrooms.
You can't give points to a student. Like, you have to give it to the house that student's in.
No, they literally can do whatever they want.
Oh, you're right. I forgot they're anarchists.
This is anarchy here.
Anarcho house is the fifth house now, and it's just a dingy basement with a mom's minivan parked in front.
Mom!
Mom! We're out of pizzas in the fridge!
Hey,
Mom!
You said
Mom!
You want to do
Mom!
It yourself.
Mom!
Make your own pizza.
Mom!
Mom, I don't care what you have to say. Give me my goddamn pizzas.
Mom!
Mommy, 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 Mom! Mommy, 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 Mom! Mommy, mommy, mommy.
You see?
You missed a word.
Oh, my mistake. You see that? Asked Hermione in an elitist voice.
Dumbledore's allowing people with revolutionary views to say what they want. That proves that freedom of speech is real.
Wait, what? No, no!
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
How long is this story?
Very long.
142 pages, and we're on page 14.
How do they have 142 pages worth of material about this guy bitching about anarchy and commenting on women's tits?
Well, at least there's an ending, so it's still better than My Immortal. Actually, you know what? No, I was wrong, guys. There's only 141. Go us.
Oh, thank God.
I also support this anarchism thing, said Professor McGonagall in a racist voice.
Why?
What is a racist voice?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can come up with a racist voice.
I don't want to do one because I don't want to be one myself. Because then the onus is on me to be like, oh, well, he must think that about actual things. Well, no, I don't. But that's a stereotypical voice.
Let's do a racist voice.
No, you want to do a racist voice? Just do any current politician.
I also support this anarchism thing.
What politician is that, Logan?
Yeah, why is Biff Tannen a politician?
It's Muscle Man.
Would Alex Jones count?
Yeah.
Very much so.
It sounds like a safe alternative to the scary changes which communism might bring.
Wait just a minute there.
My favorite thing to do? Eat Viagra.
Eat Viagra.
Eat Viagra and vote Republican. That's what I do.
It's going on your grave, Dave.
Wait just a minute there, said Professor Pepsi in a fucking voice!
But hold on, aren't you supposed to call a doctor if you're stiff for more than 4 hours?
Well then most dead people should call the doctor immediately.
When you mentioned the Viagra thing, I imagine like someone pouring a whole bunch of Viagra in a bowl like cereal and adding the milk.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's not Lucky Charms, it's Lucky Sperms.
No, no, it's the twist on the sad grandma. It's the sad grandpa. It's a bottle of Viagra and Maalox.
It's limp grandpa.
I read an article this week about a guy who OD'd on Viagra and now has permanently red tinted vision, so be safe out there, kids.
Wow.
Honestly? That's kind of a superpower.
You basically have rose-colored glasses, so...
Roses are red, violets are red, everything's red.
My dick is fucking incredible, but you know what? Still looks kind of red.
Wait just a minute there, said Professor Pepsi in a fucking voice!
If it's a fucking voice, he's like, wait right there.
Let me do a fucking voice.
I need to know more about this. Anarchism.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need Viagra.
Not that Dumbledore needs my approval for any of his decisions in our free, non-corporate run society.
Hi, I'm David Hubbard, and I have a Kickstarter here for erotic ASMR that's fanfiction based. My last Kickstarter campaign gained about $6, which was way more than our $1 goal.
That's at least infinity percent more than we expected.
At least infinity percent more. With this Kickstarter, you will gain the most erotic things possible via ASMR, like big penis. Listen to these testimonials. Logan, what do you think about erotic ASMR?
What are you doing in my house?
That's great.
Dave, do you listen to ASMR?
No.
We should.
Why?
Oh, man.
Because it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't care.
So, a while back, there was this...
Stoppy!
Anime ASMR. And it was uncomfortable.
Wait, are you talking about pillow anime?
No, I'm not talking about that, but I remember that.
Oni-chan.
Oh, God.
Logan and David, you'll be with me on this. It's great that the brothers chaps got on the ASMR train before everybody else. Job.
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 Job. Job.
Did you say you were against capitalism?
Yes.
Yes, we must destroy capitalism,
Romilda said in a stupid anarchist voice.
Our plan is to destroy the horrible state, and then capitalism will just go away or something.
Because that's how things work.
Well, I don't see any problem with that, said Professor Pepsi.
I do! David says through the story.
There's a ton of problems.
You can tell it's gonna fail and fall on its face.
So y'all keep posting these romance novels, like airport novels.
No, it's just Val.
Yeah, it's just me.
Literally, she's the only one.
Well, to combat that, I looked up communist romance. Reddit heart, how Chinese communists fell in love with the Russian Revolution.
Oh, man. Let's just make a romance novel called My Winter Soldier.
They went to honeymoon in Cuba.
That sounds like the most unsexy place to have a honeymoon. The only place more unsexy is like Somalia. Like, name a more unsexy place.
America.
Antarctica.
The Ukraine.
Museum of Communism. It was at time of happy, shiny people. The shiniest were the uranium mines.
Smiling greedily. I could tell that he was imagining how the Borgios. Corporate capitalists would be able to exploit the proletariat without any kind of state to get in the way. But that fucking stupid anarchist Romilda Vane didn't notice. Chapter 16. The real revolution of the people. A:N. I.
Wait. Do you need the Heimlich maneuver, Logan? Are you okay? Quick, somebody bend him over a table and shove the communist manifesto up his butt.
That is not a Heimlich maneuver. That's a Lenin maneuver. Shit, that's a good episode title, too.
What? You know what? Maybe we should scale back the jokes, because if we're ruining all of our good communist jokes now, we're going to have nothing for the next 8 weeks.
Whatever, man. I got 80 episodes worth of communist jokes.
Wait, 80? No. That sounds terrible.
I no longer let through Anui Moose.
Anani Mouse.
Anui Moose. Reviews from anarchists. They are a freet 2D revolution.
Wait, why are there two books by the same author? One accidental abduction, the next one intentional abduction.
The must read sequel.
No, it's a series, and every single one of them has something abduction in the freaking title. So the third one is dual abduction,
where they play Yu-Gi-Oh on an alien ship.
The fourth one is mercenary abduction, then heroic abduction,
half-hearted abduction, somewhat sweaty abduction,
holiday abduction,
jazzercise abduction,
reverse abduction,
ASMR abduction.
Yeah.
Next up is David, actually.
Oh boy.
The whole books thing with the abduction, that reminds me of this one book that I listened to. It was a horrible romance book, and it had dragon aliens. Like, dudes who could become dragons and were aliens. Like, that's super cool. You can do a lot of stuff. They somehow made it boring.
Eh. That's a boner killer.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, a third into the book, I'm like, I'm so bored.
No, don't be fool, comrades, I pleaded gloriously in working man's voice. Romilda is being embraced by the reactionary enemies of the people. Why would Dumbledore allow her to say what she wants while taking away our freedom of fucking speech?
It shows as much attention to the sexual side of this as Harry is paying attention to ladies.
This is a character study in the sexual habits of the communist Harry Potterman.
Sir, is this going to be on the final exam?
Hell yeah. Yes. Fucking write this shit down, Skrink.
Skrink?
I don't know why. Just, his name is Skrink, all right? Okay. It's like Screech, but Skrink. Why would Dumbledore allow her to say what she wants while taking away our freedom of fucking speech if they were the true proletarian revolutionaries? It's because smart people know the non-corrupt capitalist system can be changed through internal reform, said Hermione elitistly, sounding just like a typical liberal coward. You fucking liberal coward! I yelled truthfully, you're so typical!
David, I'm so glad that you have decided to stop doing the actual reading and just read random Reddit comments.
But it's in the story. Steve is right there.
I know.
Someone wrote this.
I was making a commentary about how this is stupid.
I know, Steve! Okay. I'm not stupid! Like the fucking liberal cowards!
Okay, Dave, I just wanted to establish the fact that I am not actually mad at you!
Good, I want to establish that too! Let's be friends and have pie!
Alright, but first, the communists.
Oh no! No, 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 no! Don't make this a semi-the aristocrats joke. Come on, man, that's rude. Let's all share our different views together in an open marketplace of ideas, lied Dumbledore in an imperialist voice. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's all share our different views together in an open marketplace of ideas, lied Dumbledore in an imperialist voice.
I have to give them credit that they did say open marketplace for the capitalist.
Right, but you gotta remember, this isn't clever, so he probably just saw that in the thesaurus and was like, yeah, I'll go with it.
He's like, I gotta sign up for Obamacare. Ooh, open marketplace, I like that term.
Ooh, I won the game. Rebuild the Veins anarchists will represent the crazy leftist views, and no one will ever act on anyone. To show how open-minded we are, we'll even let fascists say what they want. That's not open-minded! I yelled in a communist voice. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not open-minded. I yelled in a communist voice. We should smash the fascists. Silly commie! Chuckling in a bourgeoisie way. Don't you know Voltaire said that? I disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. If you believe that, I said, like the organ. I said in a working voice, why won't you allow us communists to have freedom of speech? Ugh. Some ideas have to be suppressed for a while if they're too dangerous. Professor Pepsi explained corporately? Oh, sorry. Some ideas have to be suppressed for a while if they're too dangerous.
Corporate Steve, what are you doing here?
Wait, Steve, give me your corporate voice and I'll imitate it to say what Pepsi said.
Actually, I believe that we need to synergize with our overall infrastructure goals.
Fucking hell.
Some ideas have to be oppressed for a while if they're too dangerous. Professor Pepsi explained corporately, communists will be given all the freedom of speech they want once they can't pose a real threat to capitalism anymore. Besides, communists still have freedom of speech, lied Dumbledore in a libertarian voice. Wait, libertarian.
I don't know any libertarians.
SJW.
I don't know what SJWs sound like.
Ma'am.
Oh, m'lady.
Oh, gosh.
They can say what they want everywhere in this castle except the classrooms. Of course, anarchists and fascists will be allowed to say whatever they want in the classrooms. M'lady.
Wow. I'm sorry, that took a second to stew, Dave.
Oh, good. I was so disgusted with Dumbledore's fucking imperialist lies that I turned back to my socialist comrades. You must see now that we are the real proletarian revolution, I told them. Romilda Vane says that she's on the side of people, but she's a tool of the bourgeois... Borgius,
Burger King.
Borgius imperialist, just like the Vietnamese reactionaries who stole Cambodia's independence in 1979.
Yes, we can see that, said Jenny, who was hot, although I didn't care about that, in a grim voice.
I'm not sure if he's referring to him having a grim voice or she had a grim voice and she was hot because of it.
Steve, here's some advice.
If you kiss with his cock out, you'll have a baby. Hold on. I need to go see Val for a minute.
Steve, we're on a show, man. Put the penis back in your JNCO jeans, because that's the only pants big enough to contain his manhood.
But he was pantless.
He went to the freaking fridge!
Wait a minute.
I took it out of the fridge. Here is my bag of cock. Now kiss me.
They're not even cooked!
How could the bourgeoisie Steve gets to go to the fridge, and when I go to the fridge, I get the third degree from the fucking proletariat?
Because you're usually supposed to be reading when you do.
You do it all the time in the middle of your read.
No, I don't go in the middle of my read. I go after
yes,
my
you
read.
Do all the time.
Never once. Except when I was at the fridge already and it just happened to become my read.
No.
No.
Lies.
No. You're all imperialist broken consciousness. This is
nice false consciousness, Dave.
Stop spreading false consciousness.
Oh, I'm sorry. False consciousness. See, Sean's a real communist up there in Canada.
Deflection? Good.
We're a different kind of red up here.
Yeah, red-eyed maybe, because of all that weed. Back to the story at hand, since she has medium-large breasts, does that mean she's Harry's big-titty goth girlfriend?
Yes.
Medium-titty.
No, you can, it's if they're large, that's big.
Ish.
No.
Yeah, ish. Ish.
I'm imagining she's got some respectable double Ds.
Okay.
End of that. I know, I said, and as I got a proletariat idea for the working class of socialism. Everyone who is with us will meet in the room of requirement at midnight tonight. Of course, no fucking stupid anarchists will be allowed. Chapter 17, The Warsaw Pact. Author's note, IHOP Every the number one is an outraged as I am about the NATO invasion of fucking Ukraine. Oh, Ukaine. Sorry, that's Ukaine.
Next up is Val.
Oh my.
Bonnie, will you be my big titty goth girlfriend? Oh, she has her headphones on. She didn't hear me when I asked her that. Cool.
It's okay. So at midnight, I went to the room of requirement.
Are you my big titty goth girlfriend?
No.
No, she's your big titty goth wife.
Are you my big titty goth wife? She's looking at me with a blank stare. That means yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you've worn black lipstick and black eyeliner and black shirts and black pants, but not all at the same time, so I guess...
What about white foundation? That's kind of important.
She's put her headphones back on. That means she implicitly agrees. That's a signal our relationship has. That's why you know our relationship is healthy and good. Hi, I love you. I didn't say anything bad. I probably would. Don't throw it at me.
Guys, I'm so sad.
Why?
Why?
Did Doogie Howser died?
Thank you, Doctor, for posting the terrible news. Obama said he doesn't care about Pokemon.
What? So he doesn't care about Geodude anymore.
Why doesn't he care about Geodude?
Even though he was his friend.
He did a video about seven excuses.
For not voting, like seven bad excuses.
You don't care about politics? Well, I don't care about Pokemon.
Yeah, but politics like Pokemon isn't going away. So, yeah, you make sense, but you still could have left my heart intact.
Pokemon lasted longer than his regime.
Ooh. Regime?
How many Barack Obamas did we have as president? One. How many Pokemon games have there been? Like 20? Who has the more staying power now, huh? Quit everything and get dunked, B.A. Baramo.
B.A. Baramo. Well, I have a new wrestler name.
So at midnight, I went to the room of requirement place and walked into the big room with the mirrors everywhere and everything. That's very descriptive.
Perfect.
Lots and lots of students were there, including many hot girls with humongous boobs.
Ah. Oh.
Ordinary teenage boys wouldn't be able to concentrate with such attractive girls supporting them, but I was foremost a communist and saw them chiefly as fellow proletarians in a comradely way. The magic had decorated the room with decorations in a communist way. There were a bunch of old Soviet troop posters, which weren't propaganda posters because propaganda is always lies. All around were also inspiring posters of Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Bashar al-Assad, and other leftist heroes.
I wouldn't say that Joseph Stalin, who butchered several million people, is a leftist hero.
Yeah.
No, he's not. But also, he was a communist leader, so...
Yeah, so it's...
I think you're kind of missing what he's going for here.
I'm going to do a Nuzlocke run. I want you to give me names of six communist prominent members to name my team after.
All right, whichever Pokemon would have the biggest dick is going to be Mao Zedong.
Ditto.
It could be as big as you want, baby.
There were also several Che Guevara t-shirts hung up on the walls. Welcome, comrades, I told them in a revolutionary voice. Today we shall found a progressive organization for the socialist advancement of the working proletariat class against the fucking bourgeois imperialist bastards of the capitalist bourgeoisie.
Honey, I think somebody's yelling at our door. Can you go see who it is?
It's the neighbors again.
They're worried about all the propaganda that's coming out of your house.
Yeah.
Look, we're members of the Green Party. You're taking this shit too far.
Everyone cheered with working voices.
Harumph. Harumph.
Give the mayor a harumph.
Harumph.
I don't see why you didn't let Romilda and the anarchists come, said Hannah, but innocently.
Hannah's a butt.
Yep.
We may not agree with them on everything, but shouldn't everyone opposed to the capitalistic class work together? Even though Hannah was incredibly sexy and cute, I wasn't distracted by her adorable body and awesomely girlish pigtails because of my political sophistication and my righteous anger boiled over, or even though she hadn't meant any harm.
God, I hate this Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Good.
I am a man of simple mind, occasionally. I am not going to be like, you know what, I have these political beliefs, but I gotta comment on your chest for a second. Be professional, you prick.
Agreed.
Don't you understand what's happening here? I yelled angrily in an angry voice.
All right, show of hands. Does anybody understand what's going on right now?
No. No.
This is an audio podcast.
Yeah, show your hands. I don't care how, just figure it out.
We have a selfie chat. Show your ham.
I don't have any ham, I don't think. But I can't go to the fridge or I'll get yelled at again.
The closest we have is salami right now.
Want some ham? Steve, what ham?
Yeah, Steve, can you send us a bunch of ham?
I can make steamed hams.
Yeah.
Steve, you're in with the fucking Omaha steak folks. Can you just like have them?
He's in with the ham mafia.
Yeah, the ham mafia.
Have some ham boigas.
$250 Patreon goal. Once a month, I will send a single host a ham radio.
Ham radio? I don't want a ham radio. I want a ham. I can't eat a ham radio. Breaker, breaker, how do you eat a ham radio with honey mustard? Over.
It's a bit too crunchy.
Someone from, like, Seattle is just like, very carefully. Like, fuck you, Steve. Not you, Steve. This would be a different Steve.
Trucker Steve, not corporate Steve.
CB Radio Steve.
Don't you understand what's happening here? I yelled angrily in an angry voice.
Right at her chest.
Yes. The anarchists are legitimate puppets created by Dumbledore to take over the true revolution. We will not associate with them because we are the true revolution.
I mean, that would make Dumbledore a pretty good wizard if he magicked up people into existence just for this one point in time. That's some good foresight.
Also, a bastardization of what it means to be a living, breathing, conscious entity.
Right. So, fuck you, kids. You're not real.
We shall call ourselves the Warsaw Pact.
Really?
Yeah.
A little on the nose there, Harry, as I would say in the crowd.
We all share noses. This is the communism.
And then they came for the communists, and I said, do it. Harry Potter's really fucking annoying these days.
Yeah, seriously. All he does is just talk about how women are cute, but he has ideals. And I'm like, shut up. Nobody cares. I got fucking math homework.
And then he puts on his fedora and goes down to the mall.
Right.
And yells at people who are running around in their Heelys shopping at Hot Topic.
The military recruiters there, they don't need this. They're humans too. Come on, be a pal. Don't be a butt. If they say, we don't want your pamphlet, you don't give them their pamphlet. You just fucking go about your business in a Spencer's or Hot Topic or the Sarku.
I'm gonna slap those pamphlets out of his hand as I glide by on my Heelys.
So I think we have the FNF uniform at this point. It's the tortilla burger frog shirt, Heelys, JNCO jeans. Do we need any kind of headwear?
Yes. All religions need a hat. The bigger, the better.
And crotchless chaps.
Yeah!
Crotchless chaps over the JNCO?
No.
Yes.
No, just like...
No, I need them over the JNCO.
The JNCOs are cutoffs. It's just below the knee.
Yeah.
No, you get JNCO chapless.
Crotchless chaps.
Yeah.
The ones with the ass zippers.
Smacking at the bitches, the ones with that ass. Girl, you like my style. Girl, you like my crew. So you want to be under my chest. This turn like is like one of my
submit
best.
Your submissions to our Discord chat.
Or our Twitter or our Facebook.
What hat should we have for our cult?
All of them. Just stack them on top of each other.
Yeah.
And give us money for our Patreon.
Yeah, give us money for our Patreon and we'll put your hat on the stack.
I do give y'all money.
Right, so you'll get a hat on your stack. It's great.
Yay!
What if she sends in a pair of underwear instead? Goes on the stack anyway.
Yeah, it's a hat. Yep. Guess what? Stack.
It's underwear that has on the crotch, it just says hat.
This is my new favorite outfit.
Chapter 18, Cultural Appropriation.
Ugh.
Author's note. Lonely executioner, you are a petit bourgeois intellectual and are sous-dep in false consciousness that you do not realize the capitalist system only works for the fucking 1%!
Was that your laptop telling you the battery's dying?
No, that was me turning on the air because it was getting hot.
Oh, it's getting steamy.
Yes, yes. Ooh, so steamy. Steam we communism. Must share the steaminess. Mm.
Delightfully devilish communism.
Oh, my. I bet who voted for, as in the number, Kara Palin Lol.
Who?
Yes. The next day, we all went to Transformation, which was racistly taught by racist Professor McGonagall.
Again? Really? Like,
wow.
Yep.
She seems like the nicest person.
Since it's the first class of the year, we're going to take a day off and watch a movie, she said in an elitist bourgeois voice.
Sorry, I was drinking at the time. I run that by me again?
It's the first class of the year. We're going to take a day off and watch a movie. No introductions, no icebreaker games, no syllabi handed out. We're going to watch a movie.
We're going to watch Men Behind the Sun.
I'm not going to say I'm the best orator in the world, but... Did it irritate you in like class icebreaker sessions? You would get somebody who's just like, my name is Charles, I don't like to do anything. So then he sits down and never says another word for the rest of the semester.
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, great.
Dave, there are lots of people who don't have personalities. It's okay.
Right, but Sean has a personality. He's delightful. Sean could say, hey, I'm Sean. I don't want to say anything else. And then, like, he cracks a joke 20 minutes later, and it's good. That shows personality.
See, but on the opposite end, I also hated the person who literally listed off all 17 animals they have and the type of car they drive and the name brand of their seat cushion.
And I also hated the person who felt the need to tell me how angry they were at their brother-in-law had nothing to do with the podcast.
Oh, Logan, hashtag got 'em. Also, fuck you. That was a funny story, all right?
There was nothing funny about it. Nobody laughed.
Oh, I laughed a lot.
I laughed.
Do you see? You run the tape back.
Okay, I'm going to run this whole podcast backwards. Snurk, hashtag, not balls, and they're running about. Yeah, but.
It's in the room, my species.
Oh, let's pile out. Oh,
you know what? You know, forget that's what it was.
Yeah, right, you're all, you know, for that. All right, so there's an episode of Charmed where an evil wizard is fucking, like, reading their book of whatever magic spells backwards.
Dave, you just described every episode of Charmed ever.
Yeah.
No. This one had an evil guy reading their book of spells backwards, and it was erasing them from existence. So all of their previous bad guys got out like they were in Pokeballs or whatever. If they listen to FNF backwards for its entirety, does that mean we start doing OCAD again?
Ah! But we're already basically doing OCAD again.
But it's better! Not the old OCAD!
If y'all could just listen to all of OCAD backwards too and send me back to Japan, that'd be great.
But Dave, you'd be back with your ex-wife.
You know what? Just keep sending me back until it's like 2006, and we're good. No problems.
Wasn't a fan of 2006.
Oh, well, don't send Logan back to 2006. Have him contact me via his 2006 projection with all the relevant information I need, like to invest in Bitcoin and whatnot.
All right, Val, please steamroll this shit.
Yes, go, go, go.
I'm almost done, yes. She said in an elitist bourgeois voice, we will be seeing the Oscar-nominated Bollywood classic Lagan, Once Upon a Time in India. How dare you engage in cultural appropriation, you fucking white supremacist!
Oh my god, it's my sister.
I could deal with watching Iga, but this...
Yeah, Logan, remember when you showed us Iga and you culturally appropriated the culture of a fly? That wasn't cool, bruv.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Also, I found our stupid hat.
Yeah!
Maryland stupid hat.
Eh, that's more of a Maryland thing.
Yeah.
Are you crabby about it?
Yeah. I'm a little crustacean.
I yelled gloriously. Mr. Potter, I am not a racist and we're just watching a movie, said Professor McGonagall in a racist voice.
Again, she wasn't like, Mr. Potter, we're not watching this movie. We're going to be watching this movie, okay? She didn't do that. She's just like, we're watching a movie. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my sister.
This next part makes me just wanna, like, ugh. It's just a movie to ignorant white racists like you, I yelled in a revolutionary voice.
Oh my god. Oh, he's that guy, huh?
Steady yourselves, guys. I suppose it doesn't occur to you that your British ancestors committed fucking genocide against India. Maybe you should think of that before you start stealing their culture.
She's Irish! McGonagall, that's Irish!
Yeah.
You.
She's white, though.
I'm white.
So am I.
You know what my family did?
Logan, I've waited 6 years to ask this of you, thanks to Audie. Logan, are you white?
No. That's not what the question was. It's Audie meeting me for the first time says to me, "You're not black."
You're like, "Oh, no shit, bro."
It's like, "Oh, yeah, I noticed."
Well, you know, I can't say anything. They wanted me to be the black guy in a Final Fantasy VII voice acting project because I sound black, apparently. Also, somebody at ADP said I sound black over the phone, too, which I don't get. Listeners, if you think I sound black over the phone,
tell me in a private message.
Send me a private message saying, "Hey, you sound kind of black, bro."
$20 level of Patreon. Get David's cell phone number so you can text him telling him whether
he sounds black. You can add me on Discord, but you will not get my cell phone.
Damn it, and I was going to pay the $20 too.
Guys, just send me $50 on the side and I'll give you his phone number.
Okay.
Look, man, if you want to be my $50 friend, that's fine. Don't give it to Logan. I want Taco Bell.
David, that's the name of our follow-up album. $50 friends. Yes.
I'm done.
And hi, ooh. Scout. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Hi. Good to see you.
Doing good.
Awesome. You're our last reader at 9:34 through the first rotation.
Hey.
You won now, the prize.
I think you skipped Sean.
Sean, you're going to go after Scout.
Oh, God.
Right off the bat.
Have fun.
"You communists are the racist ones," said McGonagall, demonstrating how she was blinded by her white privilege.
What? Whoa, okay. So, what color is Harry Potter's skin?
He's quite white.
Depends on who you ask.
He's quite British.
What color is his skin?
He's a Germanese.
No, what color is his skin? British.
Take that as you will.
Perfect.
"Cultural appropriation isn't real. Race is a social construct and all people are one." Oh. I hate this.
Scarlett Johansson agrees.
Who said that? Was that Harry or was that McGonagall?
That was McGonagall.
Alright, I guess she is kind of racist.
McGonagall, fuck this, I quit.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, we've never had a guest quit on the show, so you'd be the first.
"You can't fool me with your racist lies, Professor Mc..." Oh, God.
Say it.
"You can't fool me with your racist lies, Professor McHitler."
Wow.
What?
I'm just not even going to touch that with the 9-foot pole.
That's off the special menu.
So I know I'm supposed to envision McGonagall, the kindly old Maggie Smith, being like, "Ah, I want the Hitler mustache." But instead, I'm seeing Hitler in a McDonald's uniform.
Oh, jeez.
So fight me on that. I don't care.
That's the sequel to The Devil's a Part-Timer.
Tell me you don't see it, too.
Quick question. Who submitted this fanfic and why?
Multiple people, I believe.
Why?
Because...
"I yelled in righteous proletarian anger. Native peoples all around the world fucking suffered under racist white imperialism. Do you think that makes it okay to
fucking steal their cultures?"
Yes.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, you did fine.
Oh, yeah.
"But I'm doing this to honor them," said McGonagall as she racistly took out the DVD she was racistly stealing from India's rich cultural history.
Well, there's your problem right there. It wasn't Blu-ray. If it was really not racist, she would have sprung for the Blu-ray fee.
Truth.
"I will not take part in your fucking racist imperialism," I yelled as I stood up to stand. The stand or to stand?
To stand.
So stood up to stand. Wow. "Everyone who cares about the fucking people of India, follow me." So the only people who are having sex in India?
Yes.
"I turned and defiantly walked out of the racist classroom with every member of the Warsaw Pact following behind me." Chapter 19, Harry goes to Dumbledore for the people. Author not. "Thank you for attacking lonely executioner, Comrade Vipera 411. Also, thanks to Comrade Tootsie Roll 101.
Yeah, 1994. 69 boys here with the Quad City DJs.
is cotton candy, sweet and cold. Let me see the tits and roll.
We all went to the office of the Dumbledore. I knew the password, but I was betting that Dumbledore was counting on me being unable to say it. To be sure, it was difficult to form those vile words in my mouth. But I screwed up my face. So you punched yourself in the face?
It's like when you smell something bad and you sort of like scrunch your face together.
Okay.
Nah, he just punched himself in the face enough that it looked really screwed up.
David, that's not real.
Reminds me of the Kylo Ren.
Oh, his wide body shot where it's wide low Ren. All right, you know, I don't think Adam Driver is an unhandsome man.
No, they just gave him really unflattering mommy pants to wear during that scene.
Yeah, like old man pit pants. If you don't know what I mean by that, it means they're pants up to his armpits.
Yeah, it's mommy jeans.
Mommy jeans.
Yeah, mommy jeans.
Yeah, those that go above your belly button.
Is that anything like the JNCO jeans?
No.
Right.
In fact, it's the opposite. Instead of being wide waist and like flexible bottom, it's tight legs and a waist that goes up underneath your boobs, but above your belly button by about 3 inches.
Oh.
Ow.
It's yoga pants, but made incredibly uncomfortable, like, say, out of a burlap or denim material.
Yeah, but much higher, like giving yoga pants a wedgie.
Oh.
Ew.
It's like anti-JNCOs.
Yeah. JNCOs.
Mm-hmm.
JNCOs is the JNCO type of jeans that gives you a wide berth for a penis.
All right, go ahead. Read the awful things.
But I screwed up my face and I did it.
Adam Smith was right.
I said, injecting that repugnant bourgeois?
Yep.
Or burp.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Bourgeois.
Bourgeois sentence with as much sarcasm as possible. A gargoyle capitalistically jumped aside. We all went onto the imperialist escalators.
Remember that one story we read where people said things sayingly? This is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was another Harry Potter one.
Yeah.
Was it really?
I thought that was Shakespeare Hemingway.
No, that was School of Prayer and Miracles.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That was Harry Potter Becomes a Christian.
Yeah. Once we then reached the top, I walked into the office followed by my followers. Wow, really? Which included many hot girls because of my inspiring politics, and not because I was a total dud, which I was, although I obviously didn't care about something as capitalistic as that. Wow, dude, really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at Vladimir Lenin, he does not look like a Dracula, which was a plus in ancient Russian culture.
Did anybody ever make a MySpace page for Lenin and just post, like, glamour pics and blingy out his old pictures?
Oh my god. Like, they just visited the Lenin Memorial every day and took a different picture and blingied it?
Yes!
Oh my god, that sounds incredible. I gotta do that. Someone annex Russia so I can do that.
Wait. Does this count?
Oh, did you find a Lenin blingy?
That's Stalin.
Yeah.
Oh crap.
My gosh.
Oh, that's Stalin. He's lame. Yeah. He killed people. That's not cool.
A for effort.
B for accuracy.
Yeah.
A is for anarchist, which is not acceptable
here.
Inside the room, Professor Pepsi was corporately sitting at the desk, and Dumbledore was licking his shoes with his bourgeois tongue.
Ooh.
And taste the capitalism. Mmm, so good.
Ew, hello. Said Dumbledore as he got off the floor.
I was just helping Al clean his shoes. Don't worry, I'm still his boss and not at all controlled by him the way the big capitalists always control the supposed leader.
So you sound less like you're old and more like you are constipated worse than you've ever been in your entire life.
Yeah, it sounds like you're fucking taking a shit.
I can't do
it.
Yep.
Keep doing it.
Go eat some Metamucil.
I've never needed to poop this hard. Oh, God. It's like trying to shit out a collector's plate.
Unlimited poopage.
It's like shitting out a bong, but in reverse. So, like, the top of the bong comes out first.
Professor Dumbledore, we need to talk to you, I explained epically. Could you make Professor Pepsi go away?
Anything you could say in front of me, you could say in front of Hal, said that libertarian fuck Albus Dumbledore, laughing in an imperialist way.
Ha 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 ha.
Of course,
We could both leave, but that wouldn't help you very much, would it?
Professor, you have to do something about McGonagall, I said. Come, Bradley. She's teaching.
It's not an adverb.
Nope. She's teaching
fucking racism.
Wait, whoa, she's fucking racism? She's teaching how to fuck it?
No, she's teaching fucking racism. So she's teaching you how to fuck a racist.
Okay, I don't like that.
I think we should do nothing, said Professor Pepsin in an evil voice. Not because racism is necessary to maintain the false consciousness of the proletariat.
What?
But because I don't believe it's true.
What the fuck?
I mean, I also don't think it's true, but, you know, she did say a thing that I would have me questioning.
Unless this is a troll fic, I want to slap the author in the face.
Oh, it's totally a troll
fic. Yeah, it is.
It's definitely 100%.
I still want to slap the author.
Arthur. I want to slap Arthur and all of his fucking animal friends.
And I said, hey, it's a slapping kind of day.
Last up is Sean, and then I'm going to ask two naked opinions questions.
What? You can't ask naked opinions on a show that's not naked opinions.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
Wait, for everyone or for the host only?
It's for everyone. It'll be for everyone.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Sean.
All right.
Time's up. All right, that's been a good episode. Val, do you want to read the Patreon list?
Sure.
No, go ahead.
Fuck you.
Oh,
please don't quit. You're the only competent person here.
Even if it were true, Professor McGonagall is welcome to her wonderful freedom of speech, laughed Dumbledore in our faces.
What have we done to the world?
Well, we're making sure no one forgets the Titus laugh.
Yeah.
Now we have it in surround sound.
Titus laugh ASMR.
Steve, I'll come back.
You're gonna suffer
daddy
with us.
You lying bastard, I yelled in a working class way. Racism takes freedom of speech away from the proletariat minorities. Now why should their freedom of speeches matter more than Minerva's just because she can exploit them? Asked Dumbledore in a lying voice. I love the way you libertarians think, laughed Professor Pepsi in a fucking voice.
I like the way you move it.
Move it, move it.
Oh.
What is a fucking voice?
Sean, get in close to your ASMR voice.
I love the way you libertarians.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm fucking hard.
We all turned to walk out of the room. I don't know why I even bothered to go to the corporate cello Dumbledore for help.
Yeah, why did you?
Can I get a pause for just 1 second?
Ask Laza for pause. I guess I had hoped that he would have at least enough integrity to be opposed to racism, but I guess I was wrong. Now, we would have to try and find some other way to get that racist liar Professor McGonagall fired.
Dun dun dun.
Chapter 20, The Plane Against Racism.
Open up for the airplane, only if everybody else can get an equal part.
I'll take a wing. Author's note. In response to guest, the imperialist Borgias elites keep themselves in power by tricking the fucking proletariat.
So they're pro learning how to read?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Into thinking communism is evil and to oppose their own fucking class intersex.
Oh no.
If I secretly supported the cap. What?
You can do it. Sean, 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 Sean.
Job, 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 job.
Capitalat? Laltz? Capitalaltz?
Catapult.
Sure. Cass. I wouldn't be telling you the fucking truth about communism.
Oh, impressed.
Thanks for telling us that the author's note is over, author. Appreciate it.
Yay!
What are we going to do about that fucking racist Professor McGonagall?
Again!
Oh my god.
Is that her full name now?
Yes. Yeah. Miss Racist Professor McGonagall. Professor's my middle name.
Ask the incredibly exotic Pavardi Patil.
Racism!
That ain't racist itself.
as sexy tears poured down her face.
What she did was really offensive to my fucking Indian heritage.
Okay, by sexy tears, you mean like tears that wear bikinis?
Tears that also act as a lubricant.
Yeah. Oh. It's the true face of capitalism, I explained gravely. British colonization of India never really ended. Now they imperialistically exploit the Indian proletariat by giving them our fucking jobs. It's slavery.
My head hurts.
Whatever you say, darling.
You've got that right.
Bavardi sobbed in a gorgeous, exploited way.
Ew.
Not into that. I stepped forward and gave her a big, manly kiss on the lips.
Wow.
By the way, if the dude breathes in your nose after you're done kissing, not worth it.
What? Gross.
Well, no, it's not your breath at that point. It's the community's breath.
It's the community's breath.
Oh my god, what the fuck? So, I am still on Amazon looking at stupid erotica books. And apparently,
we noticed.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a whole subgenre for tentacle pregnancy.
Yeah, there's a whole subgenre of that in anime.
Yeah, it was all started by that one Treehouse of Horror with Mrs. Simpson and Kodos.
I saw Prego for Tentapets, and I thought it meant like Prego the marinara sauce.
Yep.
That's Prego, not Prego.
Nah, Prego for Tentapets.
Not gonna make a period joke.
I read this one anime porn comic where the tentacle monster was like super caring and loving. I was like, oh, that's a nice change of pace.
Aww.
Yeah, that is.
Like, he got a job and everything. It was great.
Oh, that's kind of cool. What is the name of it?
I don't remember. I'll have to go on Reddit and find it.
Damn it.
Find it.
Jenny didn't feel jealous at all because she understood I was doing it to be comradely. Oh, wait. To bring comradely joy to a fellow proletarian.
Why would she get jealous? They ain't in a relationship?
I don't know.
Also, if you go any higher, you're going to break the sound barrier.
My ears are bleeding.
Good.
Deal with it.
And not because I was attracted to Pavardi or anything.
Wow, that really helped me, Comrade Harry, said Pavardi sick.
Comrade's his first name?
Yeah.
It's capitalized, so.
Well, no, like they had explained earlier in the episode that by calling Comrade, they're all on equal footing. Meanwhile, he's like, I'm about to start rolling in the high school poon here.
You're a Comrade Harry.
You're a Comrade Harry. I'm a what?
So Pavardi sexually after we parted. But what can we do if Dumbledore won't help us? We're going to do a fucking protest, I decided. And then we all went to the room of requirement to start making all the signs and fucking shit.
I thought they were already there.
Ew.
Wait a minute.
The fucking shit.
Fucking protest. Would that mean like an orgy?
Yeah. You know it, an orgy, but with like a banner around it that says, give us communism or give us sex.
So really all you're doing at this point, if you're going to take the fucking before any given noun, verb, adjective, you're just going to turn this into hedonism, which, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, is that bad?
Communism in high school? I'm delightfully droll.
No, still better than all of the other forms of life governing that has been mentioned in the story so far.
Yeah.
Chapter 21, Confronting Deep-Seated Racism.
Boom.
Okay.
And, oops, ou're a petit bourgeoisie intellect.
That's O-ops, not oops.
Oops, there it is.
Intellectual suffering from false consciousness.
I thought we were done with that.
No.
Nope.
Thanks to Comrade Fire and Steel. Also, a big shootout to the heroes in the Kremlin.
Hey. Whoa,
that's not cool, man. You can't bring a gun to school.
What makes you think the Kremlin is a school?
No, it was a movie. I saw it. It had that one cute one and then all the really evil green ones.
That was Gremlin, not Kremlin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And they didn't have guns. They were playing hockey and they were tied after three periods, so they had to break the tie somehow.
Ah, yes, a shootout. Got it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Who have finally gotten the courage to charge the Tridor
Gorbachev. Tridor!
Since there's Goten, would it be Gorbachev?
With treason. Down with the birthmarks, man. I don't know. Birthmarks is spelled like Karl Marx.
Did somebody say birthmarks?
At dinner, we all walked into the great hall holding our communist signs that read awesome things like, smash racism, fire all racist teachers, and end American imperialism now.
Aren't they in the UK, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be monarchy.
Listen, you gotta have political interest abroad as well as home. It's just, this is bad.
Yeah. You don't have to tell us.
We all chant it. McGonagall is a racist troll. Let's stick a staff up her hole.
Whoa.
That's not cool.
All right.
That's a great place to stop. That's a beautiful place to stop for the night. Sean, you'll be reading the Patreon list, but first let me thank our guests, Scout and Sarah. You guys are awesome as always.
Always happy to be here,
Yay.
Too.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, even though it was pretty terrible. We have time for one Naked Opinions question, and it's a really important one.
Oh, really now?
Yes, starting with Scout.
Wait, why me?
Cheez-Its or goldfish?
Oh!
Like goldfish the animal or goldfish the snack that smiles back?
The snack cracker.
The snack that smiles back. As in, like, which one I prefer?
Yes.
They're both good, though.
Are you allowed to say neither?
No.
Because I don't eat either of them.
You're not allowed to do that.
No.
You have to pick one because one is definitely the right answer.
Okay, I just came to a conclusion. If he twisted my arm and made me, and had to like torture me, I would say Cheez-Its.
Okay, Logan.
Here's an important question. Is it the original flavor of both?
Ooh.
For the sake of discussion, original cheddar. However, for Cheez-Its, you are allowed to do anything else that is the same ingredients, only different variants, such as their new extra toasty.
Boo! That's kind of cheating!
That's too cheating. That's cheating.
But it's the same ingredients.
No, it's not the same fucking ingredients. You can't just change things like that and call it the same.
It's not the same flavor either. So
it is the same flavor.
Can't...
It's the same
it's
thing.
It's not the same flavor.
Fine. If you're going to be pedantic about this, then yes, it would be the exact same original Cheez-Its and goldfish flavor.
Gonna have to go with goldfish there.
Okay.
You have the mix of the fish experience and the destruction of another life.
Yes. Perfect.
David.
Neither. They're both disgusting.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Sean.
Ralph Nader.
Sarah.
$1.
Beating at our own game, I see.
Val.
I'm going to go with goldfish because they're much cuter and I've never been a big fan of Cheez-Its.
That's horrible. You like to eat cute things. It's terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like when we had the dinosaur nuggets, you had to eat the head first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had those all the time.
I miss the dinosaur nuggets.
Yeah, but the dinosaur nuggets didn't have a face.
Oh, first of all, yes, they did. Second of all, did you make the dinosaur nuggets fight?
No.
Yes.
No, they fought my mouth and lost every time.
Well, then you're just uncreative. Look at you, you uncreative individual, Steve-O.
Oh, yeah. We would use like our mashed potatoes to make like a little hill or something.
Tell me you had gravy volcano.
Yeah.
My mouth was the class 8 extinction event coming their way.
I'm split decision on this because the flavor of Cheez-Its is better, but economically you can fit more goldfish in your mouth and you don't have to worry about sharp corners hitting the roof of your mouth.
Hold on. Guys, do y'all smell that?
What?
Smells like a cop-out answer
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
100%.
If tortured, like Scout mentioned earlier, I would go with Cheez-Its.
All right, sounds good. Then we're going to have to torture Steve.
I was going to say, like, when you mentioned, like, stuffing them in your mouth, I never, like, was less of a choking hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't try to make my snacking opportunities to be, you know, fucking deadly.
So you just eat baked potatoes and gruel.
I don't eat anything because I'm fucking fat and I can't.
He absorbs food.
Wow. Osmosis.
I osmose food like the sun.
The sun does not osmose food, Steve.
John, do you want to read the Patreon list?
Yep.
I want to say something real quick.
Yes.
Steve-O, why did you skip the brisk question? You add the question and then you skipped over it.
They're not in order.
We have it randomized. We didn't skip it. Like, we shuffle the questions every time we do an episode.
Yeah, but you asked the question and then you never answered it.
Well, that's a bad Steve right there.
Shit, I've been caught in my own web.
Ha ha!
Caught in your own web of shit.
It was my question too, so...
I will re-ask it on whenever we record episode 7. How's that?
Yay!
Let's just answer it now.
Seriously, Steve, why was your breast taped?
Oh, your fucking circumcision.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought she was talking about, like, the tea, brisk iced tea.
Bris Mila, the circumcision.
Oh.
All right, Sean, read the names.
All right. Big thank you to our genital guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Cameron Leafmuller, Chris Chalfont, Discuss, Epidale, Evan Barmel.
Barmel?
It's Balmel, not Barmel.
Balmel.
Well, that's his thick Canadian accent. Can you blame him?
Yeah. Joshua Burns Riviera. Mana. Matthew Wayne Jordan. Michael Fouch. Miri. Naomi Rose, who is also on the show.
Woo!
GG.
Pope Sloth 14. Samantha. Samuel Flynn. Sarah for the win.
Hey.
Wait. You're on the show, not...
Good job.
I got you two mixed up. Good job. It.
See, it's hard to name names in Canada because all they do is have socialized medicine up there. They don't have time for names, so everybody's the same.
And weed. He's smoking too much of that. Yeah. Weed.
So much weed. Yeah, you guys are just rolling around in the street causing traffic jams now.
Smoke weed every day.
He's smoking too much of that Canadian maple, if you know what I mean. I got two hairs out of that. It's good enough for me.
There's a lot of smoke out here today. We thought it was another fire. Turns out it's just weed.
Yep. Yeah.
Scott John Harrison at Shaded Spriter. Sean Webster. Steve Van Sickle. And finally, the waffle.
Yay!
Yay.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.